big one is Ben. The skinny one is Skip. Standing together, they look like a number 10. They're laying down the NBA flavor on the Mavs post-game show after every home game. Brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We have about another half hour or so to go out here at Kelly's East Side out here in Plano today. It is the hard line here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. So come on out here and get yourself something to eat, a little something to drink, and have a big time with us at Kelly's East Side in old downtown Plano. This is a great place. I'd love to come back here.
And this is a great place.
Hopefully we will soon.
Love the ceiling they got working here.
Yeah, this is very, very nice. Good place to watch games and stuff, too, isn't it?
Do you wish you had the job of polishing the ceiling? It's a brass ceiling?
No, I don't think I'd like that too much myself.
And you're right, man. What a great place to watch games.
Right now, it is 6:35 here on The Ticket.
Everybody likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Everybody likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits.
Who is that, Ron? Who is that like?
I don't know.
Is that like the Thompson twins?
Anybody got any suggestions here?
Corby?
Kind of like the Smiths at the beginning, but...
Like the Cows Hills?
I don't know.
Whatever it is, it sucks.
I love it.
And it does let us know. Now, if anybody knows who that's like, tell us. I don't know that I've ever heard anything quite like that before. But it does tell us what we need to know, that being the time that it is time for Community Quick Hits. And with those, here is Cobra.
Thank you for letting me lead Community Quick Hits, Michael.
Well, there is one thing we probably should tell everybody before we get rolling here.
Go ahead.
And we probably haven't made enough of a thing of this week, but next week we're going to be out of here.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, we're going into early dry dock. Now, we have mentioned this a time or two, and I've gotten a little bit of email on this, like, why are you guys going into dry dock? You just got back from it.
Did we?
This is kind of a sneak attack that we're springing on everybody, you know?
And they're right. We never have gone on dry dock at this time of year before, but... This is driven primarily by me because I'm going away with the girls on spring break, and I've only got two more shots at this with the squid, so we have to maximize these things, you know?
Oh, we absolutely do.
How many girls are you going to go on vacation break with?
You know what I mean.
Two girls?
Huh.
You know what I mean. Not that, that's for sure.
Maybe a... All right, well, get on. Is that a Community Quick Hit?
I think so.
Okay.
I think we're serving the community there.
And the whole week. We're going the whole week next week.
Right.
I have a Community Quick Hit, Corby.
Let's let our Community Quick Hit correspondent, Dan Paul, lead us off.
Everybody knows Lori Valle, our new sales support girl, correct?
No.
You know Lori
really.
That works in the big desk in the Brighton sales department?
Is that the girl that
nice,
used to deliver...
Nice, cute Hispanic girl that works back there?
She used to deliver pizzas with you, right?
No, she used to be a waitress.
Oh.
In a cocktail bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, she is affiliated and does some part-time work with AdLibs. You guys are having a work down on Ross and Ruth.
Right.
Well, this past Wednesday, March 3rd, around 3 p.m., a woman named Blanca Ramirez was walking to Mount Auburn Elementary School to pick up her daughter. When she reached Lindsay Avenue in the Wayne Street area, she was fatally struck by a hit-and-run driver.
Oh, dear.
She was 44 years old and is survived by her husband and four children.
Oh, dear.
But tonight, at 7:30 p.m., at the AdLibs Theater, they are doing a benefit with the AdLibs Improv Comedy Troupe, and all the proceeds are going to go directly to her family. And to make reservations, you can call 214-754-7050 to attend and help out the Ramirez family That's four kids and a husband without a mom and a wife, so this is a good thing. If you can make it tonight at 7:30, please make reservations to go see the Ad Libs Improv Comedy Troupe, 214-754-7050.
Help out if you can. That's a good call.
Help a brother out.
All right, let's try to pick up Community Quick Hits a little bit. The Associated Press, Texas Associated Press Broadcasters 2003 and 2004 radio contests have been decided. Now, these awards will be presented April the 3rd in Corpus Christi, in case you guys want to go. And just to give you an idea of what they're all about, like for best radio newscast, KPLEX won honorable mention with Chris Summer, who did mornings. WBAP finished second, and some station in Houston finished first, KTRH.
Huh.
But the thing that affects this show and that I'm most interested in is the sports play-by-play category. Anybody interested in this?
Yes.
Because gaining honorable mention is KTRH in Houston with Milo Hamilton calling the Astros no-hitter.
He's the guy that called Hank Aaron's 715th home run, wasn't he, Ron?
Right.
Legendary broadcaster, Milo Hamilton.
And didn't he inform everybody that he was making the call on every Aaron at bat?
Yes, he did.
The Astros no-hitter from Milo Hamilton with an honorable mention. In second place in the sports play-by-play category, some station called KTBK, Dallas-Fort Worth, with Scott Garner and Mike Reiner doing Rough Riders baseball.
Wow.
Really?
Did you know this, Rhymes?
Yes, I knew this.
Well, then why didn't you tell us? Why would you keep that from us? That's a good deal.
And we do have the exact call.
This is what got them second place?
This is what got them second place. And this was over Milo Hamilton. So you can imagine how great this call must be.
Right.
This is it.
But Anderson.
Labrum. I'm usually pretty good at enunciating my words, Carlos. What happened?
He tore his labia.
Yes. There is.
Good eye, fam. Labia.
Mike Reiner and Scott Garner.
Did I say labia?
And all we heard from Mike was a couple of coughs.
Right, and stammers.
That's it.
That's a good deal, Rhymes. I wish you'd told us about that.
Well, that is really all that is just a tribute to what a great young broadcaster Scooter Garner is.
Oh, why are you saying this on the air?
What?
It's so crazy.
Because you said in the meeting room that you deserve this award,
right,
not him.
He's nothing but a Bush League hack.
Yeah.
I said no such thing.
Then he's second fiddle.
He is a fine young broadcaster.
You said that your baseball weenie has a bigger brain than his.
And he is to be commended for that, for his fine work.
Well, congrats. That's a good deal, man. I mean, we don't win very many awards at the ticket.
And
so.
I'm not finished yet. Winning first place in the sports play-by-play category, KESN, Dallas-Fort Worth, Mark Folliwell, Brad Davis, and Dave Shore.
Touchdown for Jefferson!
And oddly enough, they did send in touchdown Arthur Jefferson.
Well, we're gonna go ahead and claim that as a ticket victory too, because
hey, if it wasn't for us,
Mark Folliwell would have never got that gig.
No,
I don't think anybody's too terribly interested.
Right.
See, and that just goes to show you, more like Shore, and we walk away with that.
You know, that's hard to argue that point.
That is a good point, Greg.
It is.
Now, another Community Quick Hit involving another member of the show.
You know why? Because everybody loves Community Quick Hits.
That's true. That is true.
We've got a song.
I'm starting to wonder about that.
The ballots are out. The 2004 Dallas Observer Music Awards list of nominees have been printed in the Observer. And boy, is this show a big player. We'll start off with some people that we do know. For Best Male Vocalist, you have Carter Albrecht, who is the smoking keyboard player.
For the Time Wasters.
He is up for Best Male Lead Vocalist in The Sparrows. Tim DeLauder from the Polyphonic Spree, formerly of Tripping Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Lewis
Carter.
Of the Burden Brothers.
Carter.
Yes, Carter, we mentioned that.
Of course, the Burden Brothers lead singer used to be in the Toadies.
I'm telling you, it's like Arkansas Hillbillies. Everybody's all related somehow.
Marcus Striplin in Pleasant Grove and Trey Johnson from Sorta. Danny's band, yeah. Sorta. Stop it. Matter of fact, Carter, the smoking keyboard player, is up for 4 awards. Best male vocalist, best guitarist, best songwriter, and best musician of the year.
He won that last year.
He did.
He doesn't belong in this city, Danny.
He's not long for the Metroplex,
no,
Carter.
No, he's not. Also, let's see.
You taking a lover? Sorry.
He may be taking a lover. So they have a category for best guitarist,
right?
Best drummer, which I don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah.
Best musician, obviously, and best bassist. Up for the best bass player in Dallas award is Bobby Weaver
of
the Weaver Brothers.
No.
Oh, the Paper Chase.
Thank you.
Mark Hughes of
Baboon. Very deserving.
Tony Hinojosa of Pleasant Grove.
Tony.
That's former Yosa.
Whatever.
And he's great.
Jason Garner.
Oh, phenomenal player.
From the Death Ray Davies and I Love Math.
Great promotion director, too.
And Danny Bayless from Florida.
That's going to be your winner right there.
There you go.
That is so crazy.
Wow. There's your winner right
there. The best bass player in all of Dallas.
And that winner will be determined by a bass-off on the night of the awards show.
Yes, it will.
So bring your bass.
Yes, it will. Danny welcomes all comers. Any challengers with the bass.
That is so crazy.
Well, Danny,
what's crazy about it?
Yeah. The guy riding the Route 5 for 3.5 minutes does not need to be nominated.
By the way, Mike.
A guy what?
Just, never mind.
But, Mike.
Yes.
Next year, you may be in this too.
Oh, there is no doubt. You should be in this
year. I guarantee you will.
Well, this is from 2003.
Oh, that's right.
For best cover band, Boys Named Sue, Chris Holt's Jukebox, A Hard Day's Night, Oliver's Army, and Queen for a Day. Petty Theft will be in there next year.
No question, you'll be nominated next year.
And they will win.
Yeah.
You know why?
We don't belong in there with that bunch.
Because all the tards that listen to this station will vote.
The dirty P1 will vote them in.
Right.
Tony, the P1. You guys are going to be playing Nookie Alive in about 3 months.
Yeah.
How are you not going to be nominated?
Opening up for Petty.
They're too big for
Donna. You know what? Petty someday may open for you.
He's right, Mike.
Did very well. I'm not going to dispute that. Whatever you boys say.
Also in the best rock and pop band, you have the Burden Brothers, Chomsky, Death Ray Davies, Pleasant Grove, the Riverboat Gamblers, and Sorta. And the biggest award that the city of Dallas can hand out to a music act
is the SEAHAG Award,
is the best act overall, which includes the Burden Brothers, Isley, the chick band from Tyler, Pleasant Grove,
awesome,
the Riverboat Gamblers, the Polyphonic Spree, who were signed to a national label, and you see them all the time on television, and Sorta. I love you guys, Danny.
So stupid.
I love you guys.
Well, I want to win best bass player, damn it.
Well, don't campaign.
No, do campaign.
I'm campaigning. I want to win that
son of a
bitch.
Or I'm going to vote for Tony Hinojosa.
Tony.
Because I want to screw it up with a bad acceptance speech.
Hey, you know what? We're probably going to...
acceptance speech.
Right.
You know what? We're probably going to host that again, aren't we?
Let us announce best bass player.
And if we do, then, Ron, we'll just give it to Danny no matter what the ballot says.
That's right. We will. We will. Just get us up there for that, and you got it.
Yeah. You'll win.
I can get up there and thank Billy Sheehan and Steve Vai and
Joe Satriani,
Iron Maiden, and Carter.
I'll tell you what, I tell you, it'd be funny if you got up there and thanked all the rappers.
That'd be funny. I want to thank Coochie Rap, Run DMC.
Run DMC, Beastie Boys. Coochie Rap.
All right, you have to memorize that.
Okay.
You have to, because that has to be your acceptance speech.
All right.
All right, that's and funny. Once again, that is a very successful edition of Community Quick Hits. And by the way, you can vote online for the Observer Music Awards.
Vote for Danny.
All right, everybody vote for Dan Paul for Best Bassist and for Sorta and all that that implies for Best of Whatever They Are.
And vote for Carter.
Yeah, vote for Carter, too.
Yeah, vote for Carter for all of his. All right. And vote for... Well, I guess if you vote for Trey, you're not voting for Carter. What should they do?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Vote for Carter.
Split your vote.
All right, vote for one or the other. And then they'll cancel each other out, and neither one will win.
Right. Vote for Carter.
Troy Hinojosa is going to win.
Stop it.
All right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.